Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone to Democratic Representative Joan Bauer. Good evening, Joan. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl.
Very good. I know you're supposed to be on a recess break here. I'm not surprised, however, to find you hard at work as usual.
Well, these are busy times. As you know, we had a press conference yesterday to deal with some of the education issues.
And boy, the education issues are certainly close to your heart, and you were standing with other Democrats very concerned, and they introduced a constitutional amendment to guarantee money from the state school aid fund that is dedicated to K-12 education, and several of you want to be sure that it stays there. Tell me about yesterday.
Well, you know, as you know, the governor's proposed budget has massive cuts for education, and it really cuts our K-12, but it also includes in the school aid fund, for the first time really ever, the governor's proposing that we fund out of school aid also community colleges and higher education. And you know that higher ed is really near and dear to my heart, but I just feel that putting all these three in the school aid fund is going to create massive problems, which it already is. I mean, there's already a huge cut to higher ed proposed, 22%, and then to the K-12. So this is Senator Whitmer is going to be introducing an amendment that would actually guarantee in the Constitution what I do think the voters intended and thought when we passed all the proposal aid legislation in the mid-90s, and that is that the school aid fund, and it is a separate fund, it has some designated revenue streams that truly was meant to be designated for K-12. So, I support all levels of education, but I feel strongly that this is what people in Michigan feel should happen with that fund. It's too bad that we even have to go to the length of talking about a constitutional amendment. And, you know, I hope in the meantime that Governor Snyder and the legislature will take a look at this and legislatively, as part of the budget, separate community colleges and higher ed out of the school aid fund.
Well, and where is this with the Snyder administration? Is this proposal to pull money out of the school aid fund, was that in his proposal?
Yes, in his budget proposal, he's done a couple things. What he's done is he has put all of education under one fund. He's included K-12, community colleges, and our funding of our 15 public universities. As a result, money had to be shifted also, some money from the general fund budget in order to do this. But because the general fund is so short this year, again, what ended up happening is at the end of the day with his budget proposal, with all three in the school aid fund, there still are massive cuts. There's a $470 per pupil cut to K-12. Community colleges are held flat, but then the 15 universities all see a 22% cut.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's just a feeling among many people, and this is both Democrats and Republicans, that the school aid fund was meant to be K-12, and if we weren't trying to do so many things with it, meaning add the other pieces of the education puzzle, we wouldn't have to make these drastic cuts this year to our schools.
Well,
I think this makes sense.
The constitutional amendment?
Yes.
Well, would that give legislators and then citizens assurance that what was intended way back when the lottery in 72 and in 94 Proposal A came along to fund this school aid fund, that the intent will remain where they thought it would be?
Yes, because right now, again, obviously, I think everybody thought that's what it meant all these years, but this is the first time there's ever been in a budget proposal, anything added except K-12. So if it passes both houses of the legislature, a two-thirds vote, then it would be on the ballot in 2012, and the citizens would then say yes or no, that they wanted the school aid fund for K-12, or they would vote no, meaning knowing that, then it could be used for other things. And in the meantime, I feel that the legislature still, this coming year, because that's 2012, so in the meantime, with this budget year, it's important that legislatively with the budget, I certainly feel that we need to be sure that that this is not rolled in, and we would have the ability to do that.
Well,
as we pass our budget.
And education, as we have said, has always been top priority for you. And do you feel it's top priority for your constituents as well? I mean, for the citizens of Michigan, are you hearing that loud and clear?
Absolutely. And, interestingly, as I've had, many coffees, breakfasts, I speak to neighborhood groups, I'm out in the community all the time, and especially, this during all these budget issues. And I would say that, the number one priority that is over and over again, people say, I know we're facing some challenges, but it is absolutely ridiculous to cut education, especially K-12. They really feel that, our public schools are essential, an essential service of government, but essential to the long-term recovery of our state. So absolutely, I would say that's the thing almost all my constituents, as they're talking about the budget, are the most outraged at these huge cuts to K-12 and also to higher ed, but the K-12 even more so.
Well, and recently President Luana K. Simon of MSU was speaking before a committee on the higher education cuts, and she said, we can work with them, but they're going to be brutal.
Right, right. Last year, a year ago, we ended up having to do a cut of about 2.8%, and I felt that was too much. But and over the last 10 years for higher ed, Cheryl, we've cut about 19% has been our universities in terms of state support. And when they continue to lose state support, when that erodes, obviously what they've had to do then is increase tuition even more than they would ever have anticipated. And that makes college not accessible and not affordable for too many of our kids. So, we have to look at this whole education piece. We have to be sure that we have a strong K-12 system and that we have good community colleges and then a good public university system so people have the ability. I mean, it's the American dream, and for many people it was really the way that they were able to get better paying jobs and have a better life for people.
Well, Representative Bauer, I appreciate your time this evening. We've talked about issues before, and this is just another one. And as we've talked about, we live in interesting times, and creative solutions are going to have to be part of the answer. So we will continue to follow along. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Democratic Representative Joan Bauer. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.